Thank you for being here tonight. I'm overwhelmed by your collective outpouring of love and support throughout this Wild Poppies project, and just for being here. I feel particularly honored that a number of my poems are read by such amazing and esteemed poets and artists. I am also aware that poets and artists are always welcome for an opportunity to get together and hear each other and just be. Thank you. Like most of my efforts, I dedicate mine to my sister and brother, political prisoners and POWs. I also want to dedicate this to all the women who are struggling so hard in the world to live right now, particularly under the bombardments and all the warlike conditions and genocidal conditions that are flowing from Iraq to Palestine to the Sudan. And I dedicate it also to all of you and us who struggle for human liberation and justice. As always, I do that. Prisoners do not get much affirmation of their own relationship as individuals to the life of the world. Our accomplishments are dismissed or confiscated. We live in extreme censorious circumstances. To be able to speak from behind these walls takes great exertion, as well as overcoming the social and institutional censorship, and it takes a lot of support from outside. As many of you here know, prison artists and writers, and especially we political ones, are not well viewed in U.S. society as a whole, and we are mostly excluded by an effete hierarchical world of art and literature. Art and the written word should exist to give voice to the voiceless and reaffirm the existence of the vast parts of humanities who are imprisoned by the empires and by the dictatorships, by the military. When I think of wild poppies, I think of seeds blowing in the wind, crossing borders and boundaries, falling to the ground and taking root as flowers of friendship, understanding, and also of incitement. An incitement to liberation and the imagination without which we remain shadows of who and what we could be. So again, I am overjoyed to be present amongst you through the word blown from behind these walls. Thank you.